sıradaki panelimiz sosyal girişimcilik moda mı gerekli mi? Kimleri davet ediyoruz? Impact Hub'dan Ayşe Sabuncu ve moderatörümüz UNDP'den Karen Kilyo bizle beraber. Hoş geldiniz. Stage'de oluyoruz.
Hi, I'm Karen Cirillo from UNDP Eurasia and I'm here with Ayşe Sabuncu, who is the co-founder of Impact Hub here in Istanbul. She has a long history of banking and business and she became interested in social entrepreneurship but got her MBA because she's one of the few people that realized that in order to do good and work in nonprofits and work in the social sphere, impact sphere, it really helps to know business, which is kind of the core work that she's doing. So let's start with why social entrepreneurship?
It's a great question. Why? There are so many social and environmental problems in the world that certain mechanisms are not enough anymore. And the world is going through a period where we need new mechanisms, we need innovation, we need a business mindset that needs to be used to benefit society. And social entrepreneurship is a great mechanism to actually combine innovation, sustainability, and some of the business mindset to benefit the society and create some change. So we believe that it's going to make a huge difference in the world in addition to other methods.
So for those who might not know, what exactly is social entrepreneurship? How do you define it and maybe how do others define it?
So there are a lot of schools of thought in this, so I don't want to create too much argument, obviously, but there are certain things that are essential to the social entrepreneurship field or being a social entrepreneur. In addition to some of the things that makes a person an entrepreneur, the special thing about social entrepreneurs are the intention that they start with. They want to create change in the world, so that's what they start with. But they create their ideas and they try to make their ideas in a very sustainable way, and they utilize innovation and a business-like mindset to make that difference and to put emphasis on some of the marginalized communities that they're trying to help out or some of the environmental issues that they're trying to solve.
Okay, so social entrepreneurship, this idea has become very popular in recent years. The session is, you know, is it fashion or is it reality? Yeah. Is it just a buzzword or is it something that's here to stay and a viable way to do business?
It's not. It's. I think we can. This crowd is an example of how big the impact world is growing and that everybody's interested in making a difference in the world. And social entrepreneurship is just a denomination of that, along with other methods of doing it. So it's definitely here to stay. And the great thing is a lot of the younger generation, we are a different type of generation. We are curious. We want to make an impact. And the way the technology is growing to everybody's very much seeing the social and environmental problems around the world. And technology is a big factor in the growth of people getting into the social entrepreneurship sector, you know, in addition to the impact world. And, you know, you can see even the UN and UNDP utilizing some of the technology methods and disseminating that information so that more people get interested in this field.
So like anything that, you know, becomes popular or is buzzy, there's always a bit of a negative side too, which is people are skeptical or maybe they have a negative view of this. What are some of those negative views that might exist out there?
I think the interesting thing is everybody, some of the people are questioning how social entrepreneurship is is it really benefiting? And that's always a question in, you know, in the nonprofit world or in the NGO world as well. And the second part is people question the social enterprises because they can be nonprofits, they can be for-profits or hybrid mechanisms. So there's this question around the world that are social entrepreneurship enterprises really creating a huge change and also making money? That's a philosophical question that some people say yes, some people say no. So that's kind of the big discussion that's going on. And even in Turkey, with forming Impact Hub, that's some of the questions that we always get asked. And it's a challenge still, and there are different answers to it and different explanations.
So just to put this into context, and in case people don't really understand, can you give an example or two of social entrepreneurship, maybe here in Turkey?
Definitely. So we can go from the spectrum, a for-profit model, for example. There is this new application called Longi that is an application towards healthy aging. And you log on to the application and it helps you have a healthier life so that you can extend your life period. This is a totally for-profit entity, but the intention, the start way, it was to create healthier lives and make create longevity in your life. So that's a totally for-profit mechanism with an intention to start to create social impact. And on the other side, there are all sorts of non-profit mechanisms that are more socially oriented, and those could be some of more, for example, Adım Adım is a social enterprise which is spreading the philosophy of giving and volunteerism, and it's a huge entity that is creating insane crowds and in marathons, and people are utilizing running to raise funds for charity. That's a nonprofit mechanism, but it's an amazing social innovation, and it's, the creators are social, really inspiring social entrepreneurs.
So when we talk about for-profit, you know, we live in this world where you feel like you can either make money or you can make change, and you can't put those two together. So I think social entrepreneurship is probably a place where that intersection can happen, but can, as a business person, with someone with, you know, business background, can those two mix?
I think it definitely can. That is the reason why I got into this field, why I believe in it, because there are a lot of minds around the world that have received amazing education and they really want to make an impact, but they're not sure that they are at the current job that they're at, but they can actually bring the impact world and the business world together and really make an impact. This is obviously a difficult thing to do, because like entrepreneurship, it is a difficult, it takes grit, it takes commitment, it's a huge risk, so obviously not everyone can get into it, but I think we all have a specific role in this world that we can create an impact with the current life that we have. Social entrepreneurship is just one way of doing it, and I believe that in order to move towards achieving some of the sustainable development goals by 2030, everybody needs to pitch in, and social entrepreneurs are making their own, putting their own part into it.
And how is Impact Hub helping to make that happen here in Turkey?
We are basically a support mechanism that brings change makers, innovators, and everybody who wants to create an impact in the world together. We are a global mechanism of over, global platform of over 13,000 people spanning across 80 countries, and Impact Hub Istanbul is trying to benefit the society and empower people who are trying to benefit the society, in specifically in Turkey, and then we, the global reach that we have is helping us achieve this in a more in a larger way.
And what do you think, for example, just here in Turkey, is the biggest kind of stumbling block or the biggest hurdle for people to be successful social entrepreneurs, if there is one?
I think the term is still not very well known. We utilize the words impact entrepreneurs more because the social part of it sometimes have a negative connotation. So we are just saying entrepreneurs who are trying to benefit the society, which is, I think, a much better term because that's more inspirational and it's more, it helps people understand better. So once that awareness increases, I think the social field of social entrepreneurship is really going to grow. And we are doing our part of it.
And so in closing, if people are interested in social entrepreneurship, what would your advice be to them?
There are all sorts of support mechanisms that everybody can look into. Impact Hub is one of them. Ashoka is another great support mechanism that you guys can look into. And there are all sorts of events going on. So you can come to us. We're actually opening on Saturday. So everybody's invited to the opening party. It starts from 6 p.m. So everybody's invited.
Great. Thank you. Teşekkürler.